This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Oh, yes. Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
This is the way. If you're going to be taking a road trip or something, if you're going down the street or something and you start out with your cup of coffee, one thing I cannot stand. There's two things I can't stand about a cup of coffee in your car. One, if you have any coffee at all in the cup and you stick it in the car, it's going to spill. Yes, it's going to spill. Two, it's going to get cold really quick. No matter what you do inside, no matter what you set the heat on, it's going to cool off. And there's, I don't buy iced coffee. I only drink hot coffee. Okay. So, enter Burnout. I can stick my coffee in that mug. It is coffee tight. It's going to get it to the proper temperature almost within 60 seconds. And then it's going to stay warm until I finish it. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Sometimes on TV, you can see the individual snowflakes as they fall. Recently, two female CNN reporters were shocked to see a photo of General Scott Miller openly carrying an M4 as he is walking in uniform because he's in a combat zone with others in uniform in a combat zone on the streets of Afghanistan. General Miller's M4 actually had a magazine inserted, and this really raised eyebrows in the hallowed halls of CNN. An American military officer in uniform in an area of active fighting openly carrying an assault weapon. Well, CNN found this just shocking enough to report just on that. It would be really interesting if I could just be surprised instead of revolted, but I can't do that. Snowflakes at CNN, who in their entire sheltered lives have never had to fight off anything more dangerous than a mosquito, so self-righteously, so piously critical of a wonderful fighting general, which, you know, there's not that many of those guys. They're too accustomed to interviewing our aging gaggle of remaining grand, you know, peacetime generals who, like CNN reporters, are frightened to death of guns, don't trust their own troops, even fellow NCOs and officers, and are they themselves veterans of nothing more threatening than polite arguments in university faculty lounges. General Scott, he represents a generation of military officers who aren't afraid of going armed, and CNN can't stand that. I'm glad CNN didn't exist during World War II. Can you imagine what they would have gone through during the era of George Patton? In September, Wyoming hunting guide was attacked and killed by a grizzly bear. He was carrying a Glock 20 in a shoulder holster when attacked, and the investigators subsequently found the unfired Glock 20 in question and discovered that it was unloaded. No round chambered. There can be no doubt about this kind of thing. This is called administrative procedure, and this is designed to render soldiers and civilians alike absolutely defenseless, and any firearm to which they may have, at least have some sort of access, essentially useless, will get that gun owner or soldier stone dead when nature or evil, uninvited and unexpected, suddenly shows up. As we have seen time and time again. The Israelis used to train with no round in the chamber. And their whole draw stroke was based upon the idea that they've got to charge that weapon. I don't think they train that way anymore. I think they actually go out there with rounds in the chamber. Go figure. Rounds in the chamber. I'm looking at a beautiful pistol right now. My Nighthawk Custom Falcon. And yeah, he's got a round in the chamber. Because if somebody comes busting in, I'm not going to tell you where the studio is, but I have a window that is body length high. And if somebody comes busting into that, all I got to do is grab it, flip off the safety, and then I can start making them regret their last decision. These stupid rules are designed to do nothing but generate victims, and they filter down from the edicts of grass-eating administrators and managers who care a lot more about their next promotion than they ever will about somebody's safety, to endanger even those who knowingly go to unsafe places. And they should know better, really. And CNN, along with their self-important leftist flunkies, need to stop presuming to dictate politically correct proper procedure to us who actually do own guns and do go armed and sometimes in dangerous places, and go back to eating the grass in their ivory tower, because we don't need, we don't want, they're not authorities on this. Their advice is laughable. And, if you want to take it a step further, here's a quote from somebody named Branson, who claimed to have my best interests at heart and simultaneously suggest that I disarm and leave my personal safety in their hands, scare me motherless. Not merely hypocritical, but dangerously ignorant and delusional. They are true believers in false gods. Recently in Paris, the police there were dispatched to contain the Yellow Vests, and they were overwhelmed almost immediately and lost control of the Paris streets. So all they do now is try to protect government buildings, and they're mostly unsuccessful at that. Burn cars and ransack stores and destroyed ATM machines. Some houses and individuals are always being attacked. Police protection is unavailable in most parts of the city of Paris. And those who do not have the means to protect themselves can stand by helplessly. That's all. Watch their homes and their property despoiled, stolen, burned, and themselves and families physically attacked, maybe even murdered. And this is a teaching moment, an important lesson, if you will, for the disarmed French and the Brits and, you know, most of the other Western Europeans, all of whom have allowed themselves to be disarmed and now foolishly rely upon progressively disintegrating police protection. We'll see all of this again. And there'll be no let up anytime soon. Kipling wrote this: when the Cambrian measures were forming, they promised perpetual peace. They swore, if we gave them our weapons, that the wars of the tribes would cease. But when we disarmed, they sold us and delivered us bound to our foe. And the gods of the copybook heading said, stick with the devil, you know. Being disarmed by people who are not where you are, and then actually going along with that, is a fool's errand. I was somewhere over the weekend where I know they have gun-free zone signs all over the place, except in the doors that I went into, which by state law renders the other gun-free zone signs inert. And I make it my business to know which places are like this. If a place is actually full-on gun-free zone, I don't go in it. No, I don't. But anyway, going to come up on the first break here. When we get back, we're going to talk about people that like to stick pistols in their pockets. Yeah, that's not a good idea. This is Lock and Load.
story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Perfect cup of coffee at the perfect temperature. The whole time you're drinking it, Burnout. Check them out. Okay. I'm old enough to know better, but I should learn to never say never. Because not too long ago, back in July of 2017, I made a video called No More Glocks for Me. And I have two Glocks in my future and one here now. The one that I have here now is the Glock 43, and I got it for a holster to test the holster. But when I got the Glock 43, I was amazed at how lightweight it is. It holds six rounds. You can put one in the chamber, then you can have seven. They make plus twos and plus threes for these guns. I haven't gotten one yet. I only have the gun, the magazine that came in it, and the spare. But I have experimented with it. Now, the holster, of course, works. But what about when you don't want to wear a holster? And the Glock 43 is almost at that threshold. It's not quite as tiny as what they refer to as a pocket pistol. But it's close. Like a jacket pocket, maybe. Yeah. But pistols in pockets. There's this company that makes small concealable carry pistols called Cobra Firearms. I don't know anything about them. And in their list of products, they have over and under Derringer. It has been accused, this particular gun, of not being drop safe, as it has been implicated in at least two cases where pants in whose pocket it was placed were thrown on the floor, ostensibly causing the pistol to discharge, injuring the owner. Now, I don't know anything about this besides what I just told you. I don't have a set of facts, and I don't know anything about the Cobra product line. I don't own any of them. But if you're carrying a gun, if the gun you're carrying is so small that you can lose it and forget you have it, please listen to me now. We should never throw any pistol unprotected into a pants pocket, a handbag, a jacket pocket, whatever. For a personal defensive pistol to be truly useful, it must be loaded when it is carried upon the person with a round in the chamber. We would refer to this as a hot weapon. The practice of carrying a pistol with no round chambered is confined to the realm of idiots. And if you don't want to occupy that space, put a round in the chamber. So that being, and I'm talking about a semi-automatic pistol, of course. So this being the case, a carry pistol must be carried and secured in a holster. And that holster has to completely encapsulate the trigger guard. And then what you get is it's isolating and protecting the trigger, making the trigger inaccessible when the pistol is holstered. You can put a holster like this on a belt or on your ankle or incorporate it into a handbag, ladies. The point is that pistols rattling around loose in pockets and briefcases and handbags are a veritable invitation to catastrophe. No matter what kind of pistol is involved, and the practice is thus highly not recommended by any competent instructor I know of. So, if you decide to go armed, please be serious about this, and you need to be serious about it by having serious gear. You have to take some serious training, and if you're not going to do those things, okay, and, you know, maybe you should abandon the whole idea of going somewhere armed. Now, the gun that I'm talking about here, the Cobra, is a really small pistol. And it would never be a gun I would carry simply because of capacity. I am a capacity kind of person. With my Nighthawk, right, it's got 8-round magazines. That means it's got 9 that I'm carrying. And single-stack magazines are easy to carry. And if you're like me and you're wearing cargo pocket pants, well, you can have them all over the place. So now it doesn't carry as much as a double stack, of course. The problem with me and this Nighthawk is I can hit whatever I want to aim at with this Nighthawk. I am very accurate with this Nighthawk. So for me, getting it out and getting it up on and on target with the 45 caliber round and with the Polycasin Scepter ARX rounds that I have in it pretty much ensures that I'm going to be successful. But it is a big gun. You know, it's like trying to conceal a box of Wheaties. I have another holster that was sent. The holster that I was sent for the Glock 43 was by High Threat Concealment, and so I have a holster that will carry this as well by High Threat Concealment. And a company like High Threat Concealment makes very serious gear that is designed to hide your gun and at the same time make it really accessible to you at a moment, at a second's notice. So, you know, I've been playing with these a little bit. My typical go-to outside-the-waistband holster is currently the Red Alligator line, which is nearly as conceivable as these are. But my Red Alligator holsters carry guns and have so many more things on them. But I know from my experience that most of the people that defend themselves with guns do not train as serious as I do. At the very least, make sure that you equip yourself with the stuff that you need to where you are not, you don't become a statistic. I have read, and I'm sure you have too, I've heard about one, an unfortunate female who's using one of those, what do they call them, the flashbang holster, the bra holster, that shot herself with it. I've heard of children getting into purses. And they find the gun. So we got to be serious about this because it's a very serious responsibility we're taking on. The last thing that I better never say never. I hope that you never read about me throwing my pants at the dirty clothes and then because I forgot I had my little light Glock 43 in the pocket, it discharged and winged me a good shot and then I have to think of some lie. I was in a gunfight with the Antifa, ISIS, and the Hare Krishnas. It was horrible. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News.
I think President Trump is prepared to do what's necessary to address what is a real humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border.
Vice President Mike Pence on ABC's Good Morning America. Now at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on Tuesday, we can expect President Trump to address the nation regarding border security. William McGurn is the former chief speechwriter for George W. Bush, and now with the Wall Street Journal, he has some advice for President Trump tonight.
I'm a less is more person.
Okay. Look,
the Ten Commandments were fit on two stone tablets. The Gettysburg Address was 271 words. I'm a less is more. I think that they can do it.
Accused Florida high school shooter Nicholas Cruz is in court today in one of many of his procedural hearings. The prosecution says this should be a very easy case to prosecute.
It's a fairly straightforward case that does not require years and years to prepare for.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
The perfect cup of coffee. 16 ounce, 12 ounce. It doesn't matter. Burnout will take care of you. Check them out. BurnoutMugs.com. Andrew Cuomo, Dateline New York. He's done everything he possibly thinks that is possibly coming to his mind to make New York the most anti-gun state in the country. And he's worked hard to earn the title of the most anti-gun governor as well. And he may well have that title locked up. But he's not one to rest on his laurels. Oh, no, not him, not by any stretch. Now he's ready to keep pushing forward. Recently, he released his list of the 10 laws he wants changed. Guess what's on there? If you said more gun control, you win. And, you know, he's quite grandiose about it. He's likening his agenda to the Declaration of Independence and says that the state's priorities next year are separate from the federal government's. Governor said now with the Democratic Assembly and Senate, there are no more excuses. Democrats need to be doers and not just dreamers. Key proposals. He wants to repeal the state and local tax, the SALT deduction, and work to provide tax relief for middle class. He wants to pass reproductive health protections for women and the Equal Rights Law. He wants to strengthen gun laws by banning bump stocks and increase waiting time for guns from 3 days to 10 days. Don't worry. Don't worry about the bump stock part. That's been taking care of you there, Andrew. He wants to pass the DREAM Act to protect immigrants. He wants to ban corporate contributions to political candidates. He's considering making Election Day a state holiday to encourage people to vote, combining state and federal primaries and early voting. He wants to make investments into affordable housing across the state. He wants to pass the Child Victims Act. He wants to legalize recreational marijuana this year. And he wants to get rid of cash bail. He said, we are under federal assault as individuals and as a state. We must stand up to this tyranny once again, not with muskets the way our founders did, not with our voices and our votes. As our forefathers rebelled against England representing the king's values and abuse, let us announce New York's rebellion from the current federal policies. If it was actual tyranny, the New Yorkers wouldn't be able to use their voice and their votes without major problems. And it's really interesting he talks about the muskets, because the New Yorkers couldn't take up their muskets either, even if they wanted to do so, because Cuomo has made that possibility virtually impossible. You see, if somebody wants to pass this to Andrew, please do. You see, opposition to tyranny is why we have a Second Amendment. It's not about crime. It does allow us to fight the tyranny of the criminal, and it's not about hunting. It's about defending our way of life from those who could oppress us. When the British were coming, Paul Revere was not riding, letting everybody know this, because deer season had opened. He went where he went, and he didn't go alone. I mean, if you know the history, he had to have a lot of help. But this was about a very serious life or death fight that was coming. If Cuomo was serious in believing that tyranny had come to this great nation of ours, why would he work so hard to make it more difficult for citizens? You know, the ones he's wanting to protect. The very people who would have to fight back against an oppressive regime to arm themselves. New Yorkers are facing tyranny, though. I mean, to be fair, they're existing under a would-be tyrant. After all, what else do you call a man who has worked not only disarm his populace, but also uses authority to punish those who speak out against him? Say what you want about Trump, but he's not the one trying to destroy civil rights groups he disagrees with now, is he? As for Cuomo's measures, you know what I think about bump stocks, and you know how useless I think a ban is. Waiting periods are another stupid invention that does little actually help solve any problems. They might delay a suicide by an extra 7 days, but they do nothing for actual crime, and that's where we should be devoting our attention. So, in other words, he'll accomplish nothing except to hurt the innocent gun buyers in the state, which I think is probably what he wants to do. The waiting period was put in place with the Brady Law. That was part of the Brady Law until the instant background check went into effect. That was always going to be part of the Brady Law. So in the 90s, when we passed the background check, the waiting period, if you didn't get an up or down in 3 days, then they had no choice but to let you take the gun. Now, there is also a mechanism in place. They talk all the time about the Dillon Roof or the Charleston loophole or whatever you want to call it. There is a mechanism in place if you pick up the gun on day three and then on day six they find out you're a prohibited person. The ATF lets law enforcement know. Law enforcement goes and gets the gun. But the gun is ordered to be confiscated, which didn't happen with Dillon Roof. Should have happened, but it didn't happen. Now, in New York, where they're living under this tyranny right now, whenever they have in New York City, whenever they have a big snowstorm, the mayor will regularly get on TV and say, "If I see you guys out on the streets, we will have you arrested." What am I missing here? You can be given advisories, sure. You can be given advisories. But the people of New York, not all of them, of course. You hear Stephen DeAndrelli on here. I know some people that are involved in various things in New York City. Not all of them exist having taken the blue pill. So I don't get it. I don't. How do you look at a people? How do you look at a city the size of New York City, which New York City has more people in it than my state does? Okay, just to give you a little bit of sense of scale, and it's probably not too much bigger than the capital city of my state. How do you look at them? And you know where crime is, and you know what's happening there. And you get out there, and you've been encouraged. Homelessness is okay with de Blasio. Urinating on the side of the road is okay with de Blasio. How do you get out there and start letting these kind of standards slide, and then at the same time look at them and say, "And you can't defend yourself"? Because that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. I've seen people get out there and say, "Well, Bill, you could learn hand-to-hand combat." Well, that is a double-edged sword, hand-to-hand combat is. It's not like it is on TV. It's not like it is in an MMA match where they have rules. All kinds of things can go wrong in a hand-to-hand combat encounter. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All that's waiting on you is your cup of coffee staying the same temperature the whole time you drink it. Burnoutmugs.com. Okay. Let me make one thing perfectly clear, okay? I am a member of the NRA, and I do not find them to be perfect. I'm never going to accuse them of knowing, you know, of dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's, okay? We do need for them to be healthy. We do need for them to be existent. We need to have them make a few changes, okay? They are a gigantic organization with 6 million plus members now. And then there's E.J. Dionne. He's not a fan of the Second Amendment. He is a longtime leftist columnist. He's penned plenty of op-ed columns in favor of gun control through the years. And so it's safe to say that what he wants is for the NRA and the other gun rights groups to go the way of the dodo, so he and his friends can ram through whatever regulations they want. Lately, though, he has written a column about the collapsing gun lobby, which smacks a little more than wishful thinking. He writes, "Sometimes dramatic shifts in American politics go unnoticed. They are buried under other news or dismissed because they represent such a sharp break from long-standing assumptions and expectations. So please open your mind to this. Taken together, the events of 2016 and the results of the 2018 election will be remembered as the beginning of the end of the gun lobby's power." Supporters of reasonable gun regulation have been so cowed by the NRA propaganda over the last quarter century that we are reluctant even to imagine such a thing. No matter how many innocents are slaughtered, no matter how many Americans organize, demonstrate, and protest, we assume that the NRA and its allies will eventually overpower us. By the way, they're talking about me and you when they say the allies. And let's concede up front that the vast overrepresentation of rural states in the U.S. Senate tilts the system. Now we're getting to it. Undemocratically towards those who claim that government is powerless to take meaningful steps against mass killings. The fact that, the fact that Wyoming and Idaho have as many Senate votes as New York and California underscores the challenges that remain. Well, actually, EJ, they are the same challenges that have existed since the dawn of this country. If you want to take a moment, EJ, and recall middle school civics class, you know that the reason we have two chambers of Congress organized the way we do is that smaller states were worried about being dominated by the larger, more populated states, right, EJ Dion? This is a real issue, and the Senate was constructed that way to balance against the House, where states like California and New York hold significant power based on sheer numbers. That's a new thing that's coming about. We're going to have to be watching that one. But back to talking about gun control. He writes, nonetheless, we are in a new and better world on guns, organizationally and electorally. This conclusion is compelled not by wishful thinking, but by the evidence. Investigations into Russian interference in the 2016 election have the NRA in its sights. As Rosalind Helderman, Tom Hamburger, and Michelle Yahili reported in the Washington Post, the guilty plea entered last week by Maria Butina, a Russian agent who courted NRA leaders, has intensified questions about what the gun rights group knew of the Russian effort to shape U.S. policy and whether it faces ongoing legal scrutiny. One of the things we need to know more about, why NRA spending on the 2016 election surged in every category. The bulk of this money went to supporting Donald Trump. As the Post journalist wrote, the key question, which is being posed openly by Democrats but is no doubt of interest to prosecutors, is whether the group's spending spike was tied to Russian connections. The article also noted that in 2018, the NRA's political spending plummeted. While the organization has denied wrongdoing in 2016, it is clearly in disarray, and some suburban Republican candidates this year were fearful of cashing its checks. Excuse me, what evidence are you talking about, EJ Dion? The Mueller investigation has looked at all kinds of things since it was impaneled, and guess what? Despite looking at all kinds of things, they haven't found any things. And you can claim that there's no wishful thinking involved, but where's that evidence as well? Yes, Marina Butina was arrested and has pled guilty to being a Russian agent, and she may well have been trying to influence the NRA. That doesn't make the NRA bad guys. Even if she were successful in her influence, it doesn't mean the NRA was willingly working with a foreign agent. We're still not sure how successful she was in her efforts. But Dion continues to go down the rabbit hole of connecting everything he can to the impending demise of the NRA. But there's a real problem with that. That's not happening. Is the NRA under fire and having a rough time? Yeah. Yeah. That has a lot to do with Andrew Cuomo. That's what happens when a governor with tremendous power over the financial industry begins to pressure them to cut off his opponent. And that's not going to stand in the long term, and Dion would do well to remember that. But he won't, though. He's too happy to dance on the grave of the NRA to even bother seeing if it exists. Now, a more telling thing that he says in this article is becoming a new meme out there where they're saying, how long will we let these other states dictate to the majority, a la the Senate? See, the leftists, very soon, very soon, maybe next year, maybe we'll see it next year. The leftists are going to want to start to press and start to question, do we need the Senate and do we need the Electoral College? They're already talking about the Electoral College and the new thing now. And this is because they recognize the trends. Here's the trends. Soon, most of the population is going to be living in these coastal elite enclaves. We've always been, look at Australia. Most everybody in Australia lives on a coastline. There's the Crocodile Dundee types that live out there in the bush in the interior of the country. But most people live on the coastlines. So, I don't know what the percentage is going to be. I saw it and I read it and I've actually talked about it, but I don't remember what the percentage is going to be. So, that will mean that they will have an unshakable control over the House of Representatives. However, they're only going to be living in 15 states, so that means they will only control 30 Senate seats. And this is where the problem comes in for them, because the Senate can thwart anything the House wants to. Anytime they want to do it, they can thwart them. That's what they do. That's why they're the higher chamber. And this is what's got them. They've got a problem with this. They don't think that Idaho should have two senators. They don't think that Wyoming should have two senators. New York maybe should have, 20 senators. California should maybe have 40 senators. That's what they think. But that's not the way it's set up. So this is where we're beginning to see the staging of what could be the beginning of another phase of the undeclared soft civil war that we exist in, where they're going to try to knock out certain norms within our government just to get them to the point to where they can have and consolidate their complete control, because that's what they want. That's why I say what I say, what I'm going to say in a minute. That's why I say it. Because this has nothing to do with, they're not against guns. They're against you having guns. They want your money. They want control of your life. They want you to do what they tell you to do. They want to be able to decide when you die. Okay? They want a lot of things. And they want you to be completely dependent upon the state. But in order to get to that point, they know that they have to disarm you. And that's why, people. That's why every time I do my broadcast, I end it by saying it has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. Simple fact. Talk to you in about 21 hours. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the drugs and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.